The Gemara in Brachos, and Daf Vav Amud Aleph, quotes a Maimah that says that Minayin should Ozhem Lisol Diksiv Ro'o Kol Ome Ha'aretz Kishem Hashem Nikra Elecha V'yoru Mimeka V'tani Rebbe Lezer Godol Ome Elu Tfilin Shibarosh. So Tosis there says Elu Tfilin Shibarosh Pirish Rashi Lefish Yesh Behem Rov Shem Shel Shun Dalad Yud Shehashin Ksuva Bekemet Shebebatim V'hadalas Beretzuras. Rashi learns that the Mila, the Elu Tfilin Shibarosh, because the Rosh has most of God's name, Shakai, Shin, written on the Bayit, and the Dalit is the Kesher, and according to Rashi, it's clear that as Rashi says in Menachos, that the Dalit and the Yud are also Halachal Mos Misinai. Tosis asks on Rashi, from the Gemara Shabbos Mimar Balikin, that the Gemara learns that the Ritzuas have to be from all Behemot Torah, because we have a general principle, and it doesn't learn like it does the bias and the shin from the halach mitos Hashem beficha, min hamut beficha. And Tosis also asks in the Gemara Megillah and Daf Chav Vav, korelitzuas tashmishek dusha be'alma. So according to Rashi, that it's halach mos Sinai, so this ksav, namely the oisis of dalet and yud, shouldn't be just tashmishik dusha; it should be gufik dusha. So Tosis rejects Rashi's opinion, and the reason he interprets the Gemara says elo tefillin shibarosh is only fishem begovel shel rosh v'nirin, because they can be perceived, as opposed to the shel yad, which requires, because it says l'chol os al yotcha v'lo l'achem l'os, that the shel yad is covered. So we have a machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos, where the halach l'mos Sinai applies also to the dalet and the yud. Rashi says it does, and Tosfos disagrees. If we look in the Rambam in Perek Gimel from Hilchos Tefillin Halacha Aleph says, when he lists the different halachas in terms of the Ma'aseh Tefillin, so he mentions, the Rambam says, Yesh Ma'aseh Tefillin Kulam, Halacha Ma'aseh Sinai, V'shiya Ba'or Shal Rosh Tzuras Shin, V'shiya HaKesher Shalahem Kesher Yadua K'tzuras Dalet. So the Rambam is like Rashi, that the Tzuras Dalet is a halach l'mos Sinai, but as it relates to the Yud, the Rambam doesn't mention that that's also halach l'mos Sinai. And the Rambam says in Perek Gimel halach Yud Gimel, v'chem b'shel Yud kosher kesher k'min Yud. So the Rambam doesn't count the Yud, that the Yud of the kesher on the Shoyah, that the Yud has to be in the shape of a yud, he doesn't include that in the eight halachas of Moshe Sinai as relates to tefillin. So it seems that Rambam distinguishes between the dalid of the shel rosh and the yud of the shel yad. So according to this, the kashus that Tosis asks and Rashi will also relate to the Rambam, at least as relates to the yud. What also needs interpretation of the Rambam is the Rambam Perek Gimel Halacha Tesayim from Hilchos Tefillin, he says, "Ein osin hatfillin ele Yisrael shasiyosin kiksivosim nehashin sheoshin bo kamoshaman ulfichach im chipin hakusi o tofim psulos vuhu hadin lechol haposl kosun shloyasa osan." So this halacha, if you medayik in the Rambam seems to say this halacha that you need a bakshira only applies to the shin. But a goy could make the dalit as well as the yud. He only relates it to the shin. So it would seem that the Rambam thinks that even though the dalit is a halach l'mosim Sinai, but there's a distinction. It's choluk from the din of the dalit from the din of shin, because the shin is a chefchel shoksav, and therefore is chal on it a din of os. As opposed to the dalid, that's not chal on it a din ksav, and even though it's halacha l'mos Sinai, it's not a chefshe shel os. And this halacha of that a goy is excluded in the asiyah only applies when it's a din of ksav, and also and therefore the Ram thinks that the halacha of kol sheyesh mikshir yesh miksiva only applies to the asiyah of the shin because it's chala on the din of ksav. Masha ein kein the yud and even the dalit. And Rav Moshe Soloveitchik quoted, the Rav quoted from the Ran in Shabbos, the Ran quoting this machlokes between Rashi and Tosis, concludes, he says, this is in the Rif, in Dav Kof Ches, V'kosu v'tois t'luk avsin in dalas v'yud, d'lav halachan in hu, v'ein tzoch limchok ha'nischos, the Dallas viewed Kevin She'ena b'ksiva mamish ele b'keshel lav tovus Hashem mikre. That since, even if it's a halacha Mos Sinai, since the Dallas viewed is a kesher, it doesn't have a din ksav, and the halacha of tovus Hashem b'ficha doesn't apply. So this would answer Tosis kashas on Rashi, that even though Rashi indeed holds that the Dallas viewed have a halacha Mos Sinai, but there's a difference between the Dalet and Yud and the Shin, because since the Dalet and Yud have a din, don't have a, they're divin of Kesher, but they don't have a, they're only in the Tzura of a Dalet and a Yud, but they don't have a din of Ksav, and therefore it doesn't have a din of Os, and it doesn't have a din of you have the Halacha of it's therefore it's considered Tashmish Ekdusha, and it's also the halacha min amutu b'ficha doesn't apply to them. I just want to mention just parenthetically that I heard from the Rav. The Rav said, the Ram says that the Dalet is it's betsu, the Kesher is betsuras Dalet, kitsuras Dalet. The Rav was opposed to the different kinds of ksharim for the shalosh. So the Dalet, some have it that looks like a box. It's really like a double Dalet. And some have it that it's tied as a Dalet. And he said, since the Ram says Ketsu is Dalet, he preferred, and actually he insisted that you should not use the Kesher, which is a double box. And he said that generally, even though he always said that he doesn't tell people to change whatever their minig is, they should continue with their minig. But in this respect, as relates to this, to the Dalet, he recommends that people change it and should be Ketsuras Dalet. But continue now, in terms of the Sugi Megillo that with Tzuas have a din of Tashmishe Kedusha and not Gufe Kedusha, L'chor it's still difficult, because Reb Chaim says in his Sefer, that in Hilchos Tefillin, Reb Chaim says that there are two Kedushas that are Chal on Tefillin. One is the Kedushas Ksav, and also the Kedushas Tefillin. So L'gabri the Chalost in Kedushas Ksav, we can say that the Ritzuas don't have a din of Tashmishe Kedusha, the Kedushas are only Tashmishe Kedusha, not Gufe Kedusha, because they don't have a Chalost Ksav. But offhand, as relates to the Locha of Kedushas Tefillin, the Lachor is part of the Chefetz of Tefillin, includes the batim, the parshias, and the ritzuas as well. So lechore they should also have a din of gufei kedusha, not just tashmishei kedusha. As relates to the not as relates to the loch of ksav, but as relates to the loch of kedushas tefillin, because they're part of the chefetz shel tefillin. So the answer may be that I've said. That indeed the Ritzuas have a din of Gufe Kedusha because they're part of the Chefetz Shel Tefillin, and therefore it's Chal on the Gufe Kedusha also as relates to the Ritzuas, but that's only when the Ritzuas are attached to the Tefillin. But once you separate the Ritzuas from the Tefillin, so then they only have a din of Tashmishe Kedusha. But when they're in fact attached to the tefillin, they're all part of the chefetz of tefillin, and they would have a din of gufei kedusha, not because of loch v'ksav, but because they're part of the chefetz shel tefillin. And the Rav quoted that the Mordechai, This Mordechai is in the Halachas Ketanos Hilchas Tefillin, Os Beis, Tafyut Aleph, in the Mordechai. The Mordechai quotes from Harav Bochanan, explaining Shitas Rashi, and I'll just read the way the Rav Bochanan Miyashiv Pirush HaKuntres VeOmer Mishum Denita Lahat Bechol Eis Sheyirtza Lahochi Lo Beinin Tahora Lo Beinin Sheyachlok Kishikonesh Sheyachlosh Kishikonesh LeBeis Hakisei Aval Ashin LeOla Kayemis V'Shayach Batfei Kedusha. Vahi the Megillah the Lohavi Rak Tashmishek Kedusha Mayri Betzur Sheniskan Naskan min hatfillin, separated from tefillin, or with suas mit tefillin, shibolo, the az aim behem dalid viyud aval kashem im hatfillin ketushos legamri. So this is from Rabbi Chana, we see this confirms what the Rav said, that this yisoid, namely that there's a chilik in the ketusha of the suas when they're attached to the tefillin, and when they're separated from the tefillin. When they're attached to the tefillin, they have a din of gufei kedusha, and when they're separated, they have a din of tashmishei kedusha. But and we can further interpret in the Rabbi Chanan that even that Rashi holds that the Dal and Yud actually have a din of oisius, and it's chal on it a din ksav. So then, why does not the halacha of amuta b'ficha apply to them as it does to the shin? Because we can say that the chalois din ksav and os is of the tzuvus is only when you're wearing them, as the pasuk says, "Vavo kol amei aretz ki shem Hashem nikra alecha v'yomim mecha." Because in other words, you the os is written, the tzuvus are on you. It's as if the os is written on you, and therefore when you're chalitz the tefillin, it's not. It doesn't have an ois. It doesn't have a shem os, and it doesn't have a chalois shem Hashem of shakai. And the halacha therefore min amuta b'ficha and gufei kedusha only applies to the shin, because it since it has it in an shem ois, even after you take it off, it retains its kedusha. And according to this, we could maybe go even one step further, that since when you choylitz the tefillin, and the tefillin are always require at some point chlitza, whether it be on Shabbos or balayla and so on, so the dalid and the yud will be the of the yitzuas, the chalos ksav will be poker then. So then, since it's oimin lekach, it never retains, even when it's on you, it doesn't have a chalos shem of ksav, and it only has a din even then of tashmishei kedusha.